so the other type of algorithm are very fine-grained decompositions where you have, say, huge numbers of very, very small processes. And so at least intuitively, that's sort of actually the model underlying the SIMD machines, where I pointed out that you might have a one-bit processor. And so that model of a one-bit processor is that it would just control a single pixel, a very small grain size. So if you want to, I mean, computer science has always liked fine-grained algorithms because they're very elegant. Because if you like, you go down to the, I mean, let's go back to Laplace's equation. The finest natural grain from Laplace's equation is a single grid point. Now, if you took a parallel machine and made the basic unit a single grid point, you will find that, I mean, as you've gone through your speed-up analysis, you will notice that a single grid point has a huge communication over compute, I mean, ratio or need. And the only way you can actually get good performance in a parallel machine is to group those grid points together into a relatively large grain, the so-called medium grain size from the previous foil, where actually on a real machine you probably want thousands or tens of thousands of grid points per processor. So fine grain decompositions, although they're very elegant, because in some sense, if you go back to that Laplace equation, the grid point is the fundamental parallel entity. They're not practical. At least they're very difficult to make them practical because the grid point is very, I mean, a single, the smaller the grain size, the larger the communication ratio that goes with that entity. So I like to remember when I discussed this, when we were doing the Hypercube back in, this is in 81 when it was being designed. So I pointed out that the current IBM SP2 has a quarter of a gigabyte of memory. So when we built this first Cosmic Cube, it had 128 kilobytes of memory. And we carefully worked that out as that it would work, which it did for the problems at hand. But one of my friends, who was a graduate student of Chuck Seitz at the time, did not like this design because he felt that they had to teach physicists a lesson, and that he recommended reducing the memory to 16 kilobytes per processor, so that you would force the application scientist to think from a fundamental point of view and design algorithms with a smaller grain size. Fortunately, we managed to overrule him because it would not have been usable with that amount of memory per node. Whereas it was, and in fact, one of the reasons is if you have too small a memory, this was a MIMD machine, you cannot fit the program in because to actually fit some reasonably interesting scientific simulation into a tiny memory like 16 kilobytes is pretty hard. There's not much complexity of the program you can get into 16 kilobytes. So the rest of this foil comments that the actual machine architecture that people like Daly, who was also another, was a different student of Chuck Seitz, a very talented computer scientist, he built something called the J machine, and Seitz himself built the commercial MiraNet systems, which are of typical fine-grain processing architecture. This architecture is in fact going to be extremely important, except that it's going to, in fact, be seen as a medium grain size architecture, because as we've emphasized, as we go towards the year, as we go forward in time, the density of chips is increasing, and so what looks like a fine grain design 5 years from now will actually have the same amount of memory as a coarse grain design these days. So when you do these elegant systems like Daly designs with the processor embedded into the memory, which today has a very small amount of memory per processor, in the year 2005, you will have an enormous amount of memory processes that are the same as the typical IBM SP2 today. So all the trends in logic are going against fine-grained architectures because they're tending to make memory, huge amounts of memory. Because the logic densities are going to be such that you will have in the supercomputer in the year 2007 is bound to have something like 10 to 20 terabytes of memory. And you can't divide that up into, so you're bound to get quite a lot of memory per processor. Naturally, gigabytes of memory, and if you really try hard, you might reduce that to a smaller amount, maybe even megabytes of memory per processor, but still megabytes. And megabytes is quite a lot of memory. You can put quite a lot of program and quite a lot of data points in megabytes of memory. So what that says is that the sort of issues in computer architecture are somewhat mixed up with the changes in the chip density.